Well, when you talk about ordinary actions, what do you mean as it relates to a Toastmasters club?
Well, we can just start off with the meeting itself. The ordinary action is to show up for the meeting, and the meeting starts sometime around when it's supposed to start, right? Well, we put in that we show up at the meeting, but the sergeant of arms is there. They're about a half an hour early. He'd get the meeting set up. The room would be set up, ready to go 10 minutes before the meeting was supposed to start, because most of the members would come running in the last 5 minutes. So if the room's not set up, the meeting can't start. You're running around saying, where are the timing cards? Where are the ribbons? I can't find the gavel. Oh my gosh, so-and-so isn't here. You know, can you be a coach? All this planning happens right at that point. Okay, so the room's set up. When people show up, they walk into basically a professional setting. The meeting can start. The meeting starts on time. It ends on time. And it runs on time. We have a complete agenda on where we're supposed to be at what time. And we have a 3-hour meeting. We have 6 speakers, prepared speeches with the coaching, the evaluation. We have a half an hour for table topics. It's really something to run our meeting, but we make sure it runs on time because we have the agreement of the members to be there for that 3 hours, not to be there 1 minute past that 3 hours. So when we did that, people could predict and they could come, and they love coming to the meetings. Because I think one of the big reasons people don't like meetings is because, number one, they don't start on time. Number two, they don't end on time. And number three, everything in between is a waste. And so we made the time very productive. But that's just an example of taking an ordinary action and doing it extraordinarily well. I want to touch, before you jump in there, I want to touch on one other thing I think is critical. We'll hopefully hit on a lot of these. I think the venue is critical. I have been in a number of Toastmaster meetings where the venues were horrible. I'm talking about a restaurant where you're speaking to the entire dining room, and the dish room is over here clashing dishes, and the seats are so tight together that you can't even turn around and see the speaker. Okay, or sitting in a church basement on a 3-legged chair falling back into the choir robes or something in some back room. Now, nothing against church basements or restaurants, because there's a lot of great venues in those areas. But the venue needs to be something when someone comes into that they feel they're in sort of in a professional environment, that this is a place they can actually speak and develop as a speaker. And it needs to have the space to grow, because it's the old goldfish, you know, story where you put the goldfish in the little bowl and it never grows. And I've seen clubs, they only got 10 chairs, they only get 10 members. So you need a room to grow so you can fill it up and people can come in, and you don't put the lid on your club just by the venue that you have.
Let's talk about the definition of a meeting.
We dropped the lowest common denominator a lot with that definition when we think of a meeting, because we have meetings at work, we have, you know, meetings in all different types of places, and I think a Toastmasters meeting should actually be an event. And I think the amount of work that should go into it is the same way. It's an event. It has the energy and the excitement of an event. It's run like an event. You don't stop in the middle of an event and say, oh, gee, I'm not sure what I'm going to do next. You're on stage, and you have to make it go right while you're up there. And we set up our meetings to basically be events. They were always themed, and we got some very creative themes. Everything from, you know, just typical holidays, you know, Mother's Day, 4th of July type themes, to conspiratorial theories, to running backwards meetings, and they were everything from the sublime to the serious to the absolutely ridiculous, but they were always themed, and we had a lot of fun with that. So each meeting was unique from that standpoint, but it was set up with the planning that you would put into an event. And so we started making sure that our speakers were booked 2 weeks in advance, our evaluators, our functionaries, so that when that week came up, that was their week to speak, they were already confirmed. They weren't scrambling around that week trying to make sure that we have somebody to fill in. And yeah, it didn't always work that way, but people fall off and things happen, and you know, that wasn't the norm. The norm was you knew you were speaking 3 weeks from now, and you knew you were going to be expected to speak 3 weeks from now, and you'd better be prepared to speak 3 weeks from now.
Great.